with us is Alan Migliorato, who's really quite a regular on our show, and he is the co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership and author of a wonderful book called The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter. Today, he's going to talk about something that's very important in the life of many teens, and that is athletics. Alan, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Father. Great to hear from you. I'm glad you're surviving up there.
Oh, yeah, we don't have any problems. I haven't heard about any of this difficulty down in Florida, though.
I couldn't tell you. Honestly, I try not to listen to the news. A friend of mine always teases me. He says, you know, you're going to be the last one, and you're going to say, what's that rocket headed for us someday? I said, well, God forbid, but I probably will be the last one to know.
Well, it doesn't matter. If you live, you know, the old saying is you live your life as if every day is your last day. You got nothing to worry about.
Amen. So we were talking about sports, right? You wanted to talk about sports today as a parenting tip.
That's right.
That's one of the, for an athletic family, so my dad was a professional boxer. Everything that I did with sports had to be done, you know, to the max. So there was no just, get together to shoot around. Like, we'd play for, even playing beanbag toss with my dad when I was like 3 or 4 years old, like we'd play for the championship of the world, you know, just kind of, you know. See, that's just a competitive family. I think that that's a good thing. But there is a time where that can cross the line, and I think I personally crossed the line from encouraging to pushing when it came to my daughter playing basketball. And I mean, it's not something that I'm happy about having done, but she really was not enjoying basketball because of the coach on the team. And that wasn't just, I mean, like a one-time thing. It was like, you know, she was being degraded and looked down upon. And quite honestly, a lot of it had to do with her faith. She wanted to go to, wouldn't go to practice on Sunday, or, you know, she had to go to church, she'd go to church, and, you know, they would get upset with her. And then she was a captain of the team 1 year and took it away from her, and the girls were kind of teasing her on the team and harassing her. And I told her, you know, I said, look, everybody goes through tough times, you need to stick it out. But I wasn't really listening to her. What she was saying was like, Dad, I am not enjoying playing basketball anymore. It's making me hate the game, because you're making me play. And I mean, you know, she wasn't as clear as she should have been with telling me that, and I was definitely not as clear as I should have been with observing and listening to that. But there's a point where parents can go from encouraging to pushing their childhood dreams onto their kids, and we've got to be very careful with that.
Yeah, I know you addressed that topic in The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter, which is still available. I encourage our listeners to get that, because you do deal with a lot of these issues, because, you know, sports is healthy for children and teams, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you teach discipline, you teach commitment, you know, it teaches working as a team, it teaches overcoming struggles. And with sports, I think, is one of the times, and obviously with studying and education, but I think almost more so sometimes with sports, you can practice at something and get exponentially better at it in a short period of time just because of muscle memory. But that's a great lesson to teach your kids, like get them involved in sports, get them playing sports. And what I did with my girls is when they were little, I put them into everything. I mean, they did dance, they did soccer, you know, basketball, volleyball, and everything you could think of, bowling, softball, some things that they didn't like right away, and you know, not a big deal, just it's not your thing. But some things that they did like, and I encouraged to the point where I over-encouraged at one point, but up until that point, I think I was doing pretty good, paying attention and getting my daughters into the things that they were interested in, and looking for opportunities to put a basketball hoop in my backyard. And as a parent, I coached all of their teams because I wanted to be involved. And on the very few occasions where I wasn't able to be coached because they had a coach already assigned, I would be there and help out and go to the practices and be part of it with them.
You know, you bring up an important point, and that is the role of the coach. And he says, you've been, now, were these church leagues or were they just regular public leagues?
Well, both. There was when I coached, most of the ones that I coached were church leagues, but then once we got into the AAU, which is the Amateur Athletic Union, for her travel teams for basketball, I coached some of those. And then there's a point where I needed to step back and I needed to let her experience another coaching style and another voice other than mine, so that, you know, she knew it wasn't me, which it ended up being me in this case, but we're going to ignore that. But when when it wasn't me, she would still know how to listen to being disciplined and, you know, and driven.
I don't know if you know this, Alan, but there have been several articles written. I had a friend of mine who was working on his doctorate in phys ed, and he was doing a paper on coaching, and he made a point that it's getting to the point that in many cases today, it's very difficult to talk to coach children because they don't want to be coached.
Yeah, that is the truth. That is the truth. But I think it's also, from a coaching point of view, it's also difficult to deal with that parent who thinks their kid deserves more playing time when they're really not the best one on the team. And if that's a competitive league and you sign up for a competitive league, that kids have to understand, like, look, your time is on the court or your time on the field is based on merit. If you want to get better, we'll work on you getting better. But as far as, you know, being a starter, that's a privilege that you earn. And we're talking about older kids. You know, when you're younger, I think everybody needs to play. At some level, everybody needs to play, and they need to get involved. But when you step it up a little bit and you're going to that next level, and which should all be always be, you know, your child's choice to go to that level, it's time to, you know, face the facts on something. Some kids are just not, you know, outfielders, and some kids are just not, you know, point guards, and that's just the way it is.
But still, they can be a part of the team, and they know that they can still contribute. It's not that, again, it's a simple respect for them. Some coaches say, well, everybody plays. But as you said, I guess I didn't realize this. There's leagues that are more competitive and leagues that, I guess, aren't so competitive, huh?
Yeah, they have, like, pickup leagues, you know, that are more communal, where everybody's joining, and some are even co-ed, you know, at the teenage level, and it's everybody's going to play. I mean, nobody's going to get picked up by a college scout at any of these events. But there are kids who work really hard because they love the game, and they practice all the time. I was one of those kids growing up. I loved baseball so much. I mean, I always had I slept with my glove. I slept with a baseball in my glove underneath my pillow. I loved baseball, and I was always playing baseball. And my dad had to pull me inside, and they had to come down to the baseball field down the street from our house to get me when it was dark, because I would still be hitting a baseball against the fence, or, you know, or throwing it up in the air, or doing something on a baseball field. So I was one of those kids. So I know when you have a passion for it, it's something that you should go after. But I also had friends on my team whose parents pushed them to play, and I remember how miserable they were, and none of them went anywhere with their athletic careers as they got older because they hated it so much.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, Alan. Well, one of the things we're speaking today with Alan Miliorato of Adventure Catholic Leadership about the question of athletics and children and playing time. What about the balance between academics and athletics? Even if they have the talent and they're not keeping up with the books, should the parents discipline them to focus more on the books?
Absolutely. I mean, books come first. You know, education comes first. And even if you learn different lessons from education that you do from sports, it doesn't mean that you ignore one to pursue the other. And one of my rules was if my girls didn't have good grades, which honestly, I've been blessed, they've been blessed, that's never been the issue, then they weren't allowed to play. But I never had to hold that over their head because that was never the issue. But I know that there are kids that, you know, on the teams with them where the coach would say, hey, you're not going to get to play if you don't get your grades up. And I always respected that until you would find a coach that would say that and then not back it up with action. He was, well, you got a bad grade, but you're the top scorer on the team, so I'm going to still let you play. Like, you can't do that.
Well, that's true. Well, Alan, thanks for being with us today and sharing this parenting moment, because it is, you know, the balance of what the child wants to do versus teaching them good responsibility. If people want to know more about Adventure Catholic Leadership and hear this talk and all the other talks you have on your website, where can they go?
AdventureCatholic.com. We got all kinds of stuff there. We're going to be starting a video series, too, pretty soon, so I'll keep you posted on that. But all of our interviews are on there. It's a great website for resources, AdventureCatholic.com.
Well, thanks a lot, Alan. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Father. You too.